Hello and welcome to this new episode. This is about 6 factors for stress-free home recording. You probably won't find a recording system that is 100% perfect without any issues, without any problems. You will have that kind of issues from time to time, and hopefully in the most cases these are minor issues. But even if they are rare or not come up many times, at best you are prepared for some issues. And if you can find the possible solution in advance when this problem occurs, you no longer have to worry about your recording process. Whenever it's a recording idea or the first demo version or the next studio EP, the entire recording setup has to work so that you are not interrupted in your creative process and that you can concentrate yourself to the music. So I think it is important not to be annoyed by computer or software problems. And of course, you should always be influenced by your equipment and at best from your room, then get distracted by a faulty guitar or an issue with a cable or something like that. So I picked up 6 factors that are part for a stress-free home recording setup. And if you can master these 6 factors and make sure that there is little room for an error, then you have an excellent recording setup for your music production. The first of the factors is the environment. And what is mean by an environment for good music production? At first point, I have external noise. If you can close the door of your music room and you are free from external noise like street noise, your neighbors, roommates, family members, and so on, then you have a very good space to do what you need to do without interruption from outside. I give you an example. When I had a band and we had a rehearsing room that had a vibration every time the band next door was playing at the same time when we are playing, because they were in the journey of hardcore metal with very deep tuning, strong bass sound, and then they had the double bass from the drums, and it was like gunfire, and we all get that interruption into our room, and that was not a very good place for the rehearsal, and not to think about recording probably. At least we had to rehearse when they are not in the next room. So we had to create and plan a recording time and also rehearsing time. And if that's the case for you, then you should have a plan for yourself. When can you work in your room if you can't escape from the noise outside? Can you work more in the evening when there's not so much street noise? Or do you can make some planning with your neighbors, roommates, or whatever? How can you free up from external noise? The next point about the environment is the inner acoustic. For a studio room or your music space, I believe that flutter, echoes, and any buzzing should be avoided. It's better to have a room sound that is a little too dry than too much uncontrolled reverb, or to have an echo on the recording track that you can no longer control, or even you have to remove after recording. That takes another time, that takes more work on the editing part. So if you have an acoustic where you control what's going on, it will be a flavorless recording. It is more than often the lower bass frequencies that are difficult to control without massive effort, or that you have harder echoes within a small room. So if you need to work on your room, do that, because all the work you do into the inner acoustic will change to that you have less work on the recordings itself. The next point is additional distraction. In addition, you should ensure a distraction-free environment by ignoring your email program, not answering any messenger message such as WhatsApp or iMessage or from Facebook or wherever you get your message, and perhaps even simply put your cell phone in the airplane mode so that you can fully immerse yourself into your music. And I've noted some extra points, and the one is light. Do you like it darker or with a dim light scene in the room so you can get in the right mood? And I believe the correct setup of light plays a big role and is effortless to create with some light stands or LEDs so that you can create a colorful light setup to turn the light in the way you need it to be. If you like it very, very dark, just a little small lamp in the corner to get the right mood for your genre that you want to play, that you want to mix, then do that. It will help you. The next is fresh air. To have fresh air, at best with an active cooling air system, that's the best option, but it's not always possible. When I built my first self-made recording space, I only could build with some decentralized fans that pull some fresh air into the recording room. But the best system would replace the used air as well. If you can't build that for yourself because of your given environment, be sure to take some regular time to open your window, open the doors for a few minutes to get fresh air into your room and get the used air out of the room. Fresh air will help you to be more concentrated and to work better when you need to act on your recording and your mixing time. And also, a comfortable temperature plays a big role. Too cold, too warm, both situations are not optimal to work in a room. Of course, this is related to your country where you have your music space, but make sure you have some heating for the cold months and probably some air conditioning, at least to have the option to open your window and your door to get some fresh and cold or warmer air into it. So, comfortable temperature and fresh air is important. And my last noted point for the environment is stable electronic. Use only safe and tested electric plugs and outlets inside your music room. Because if you get interference by your electric connections, you will have problem with the recording, your work unsafety. So if that happens, get some professional help. Or if you get some interference into your recording chain, then look for some voltage stabilizer, example from the manufacturer of Frohman, and then you can have your recording system and the electronic as well as a stable system. So as you can see, even in the first factor, there are many little points that are involved in the environment. Let's count them again. We have external noise, we have the inner acoustic, we have additional distraction, like from email or messages. Then we have the light, we have fresh air, we have comfortable temperature and stable electronic. So let us come to the second big factor, and that is the sound source. And the sound source, it doesn't matter if it is an instrument or your voice. Only if these are in working conditions, you can practice properly, can be creative, can record and perform without stress. It doesn't matter if you have the best microphone, the best recording chain, the best monitor speakers for listening. If the sound source is not working properly or is not in a good condition, then any good recording chain won't help you to create the best music you want to create, you want to record. So for instrumentalists, be sure that you check your instruments regularly and that you care for your instrument. Even if you're not play every day, be sure that this instrument get enough care. By taking regular care of your instrument, you build up some kind of relationship with your instrument, and this pays off possibly when you want to do the recording as well. If you are not very attracted to your instrument, it still pays to care of it, because then the potential resale value is always higher for a well-maintained instrument, regardless of its quality or age. So if you care for it, then you will have more love to it, and it pays off as well if you want to resell it. Also, an instrument has to be in tune to have the right play feeling and to achieve the best recording sound when you're playing. Learn how to tune by ear, and also check with the right and quality tools that you have the best tuning for your instrument. This is related to all instruments that you can tune yourself. And here's some for the guitar players. Get on fresh guitar strings at best the day before the final intensive recording takes place for a new song, for a new album or whatever. If you do that upfront one day before you record, not just before you want to record, then you are free to concentrate on the recording and not again on tuning your instruments or change some older strings, so that is working fine when you want to press record. Let's come to you if you are a singer like me as well. Train your voice constantly and regularly. It's better to train for a shorter period every day or every 2 days than once a week at a rehearsal that's lasting for several hours. Believe me, I did it both, and the one that you sing every time, every day, just a half of an hour, it's better than the 4 hours rehearsal at the weekend. And also, always train your voice the evening before longer rehearsal or recordings. I think that's very important. If you want to record the next day for a few hours and don't sing a week before constantly, then you will have a problem to keep your voice at the level you want to have it for a recording session. Also, every time warm up your voice with some exercise before you are going into the recording and give full power. And here's the thing that is against the instrumentalists. You can't buy a new vocal. So you should take very special and intensive care not to break your vocal. And if you want or need to shout, scream, or want to have any special singing technique, get a teacher to learn this in the right way before you damage your voice and that you can't repair. Okay, these are the most points for both for the instruments and the singers, altogether for the sound source. Take care of it. Create a relationship to it and train it and warm it up constantly, regularly. Now we come to the third factor, and this is the first gear in the recording chain, and this is the microphone. If you record a voice or if you record a real played instrument, even if you put a microphone in front of a guitar cabinet. So the microphone is the first that takes place in the recording chain. And for the microphone itself, there is just one goal that you should achieve, and that is to choose the right microphone for the sound source. This is so much important, and I think it's importanter than the quality of the microphone itself. You don't need to have a microphone that's in the price range of $1,000 or $2,000 or euro or whatever. It won't be necessarily better than a microphone that costs half of that. And I own such kind of microphones in both range, and I don't want to miss my higher price microphone because it fits so well on my voice, on the recording sound I want to achieve. And I fully agree with the opinion that you can achieve excellent and impressive results with inexpensive and proven microphones. A vocal microphone must support the singer's voice. This is one of the reasons why recording studios have several of vocal microphones that they can select the right microphone for each recording situation with different singers. And you don't always have to decide on the high-end microphone. Here's an example. When I prepare a recording setup for a vocal recording where I don't know the voice up front because it's someone new and I didn't work with that person before, then I spend a few minutes to find the right microphone. And for that case, I prepare the recording session with at least two, most of the time, three different microphones wired up and set up ready for the recording. And then we spend the first few minutes to briefly test the microphones, which one suits the voice of the singer at best. And this is also related if it is the main vocal, the backing vocal, or what kind of genre the song is. And you know what? We don't choose always the highest price microphone. We choose the one that fits the voice at best. And also when I record myself, I often use different microphones for my lead vocals and for my backing vocals, as they already have a tip of coloration from their microphone technique itself, and therefore they stand out from each other without doing any EQ settings in the mixing. And maybe you know it when you record and listen to it, and if you are not satisfied with the sound you get from your microphone, it sounds harsh or muddy or not the way you want, then you will have a bad feeling when you record. And this is difficult to create the right sound for the recording and to stay in the right feeling. So make sure that you have the right microphone for your voice or for your instrument that you want to record. Hey, we get back to the episode in a short moment. Just some side information. I've created a nice and helpful guide if you want to know how you can produce your music at best. This is an ebook called Producing Yourself in Music, Yes or No. It answers all the questions, shows you different ways to reach the production goal whenever you decide for a production service or do it yourself or even by going in between. You will find that ebook at jokertonecourse.com/producing-yourself. Now, back to the episode. Number four of the factors is the next in the recording chain after the microphone. This is the outboard gear that you want to use inside the recording chain. First and foremost, preamps should amplify the signal without interference and far away from the background noise. If they add some coloration, weight or warmth or how you would like to call it to the recording signal, that's great, but it is already a specific characteristic, and that's not what I mean with the factor to the output gear. whenever it's a preamp or a coloration of an EQ and compressor, it doesn't matter. It has to be function and should suit the recording chain. They all must be functional and properly operated or adjusted for the use. The price range again plays a subdominated role. It's not very important. If the thing does what it should do to your recording, then it's fine. So keep an eye on quality cabling as it is written in the manual. Be sure that the gear you want to use functions as you want it at the beginning of the recording session. At best, you try that a day before or some hours before and not when you like to start recording and see that there's a broken thing or that there's a faulty knob or whatever not is not working. And if you have to make a break or start later because of technical problems, this is a stress situation for the recording time and the feeling of the first takes probably will get down and it's not a good start. So make sure all is working fine the day before and you come back and start the recording or even some hours before. That's also fine. Number five of the factors is the digital level, and I don't mean the volume level. So for the digital level, I mean the interface, the computer you use, and the software. The interaction between all of these, the interface, the software, especially the DAW, and the computer is so crucial. And this is often the place where the biggest problems arise, because there are many sub-factors that influence each other, and the user, you, is often helpless at the mercy of them. So a stable system, like a music computer, that is only equipped and configured for your music production. This is gold in your hand. And once you have achieved that golden system, you should keep that. And remember that line, never change a running system if it is not needed for you. And if you are sure that you have that kind of system that's work every day when you power it on, then you need to have a software that you can handle, that meets your requirements and that you like, or even better, love to work with and to produce your music. It doesn't matter which manufacturer it is. Whenever it's an industry standard that like Pro Tools is called often, or if it that everyone else around you feels that they prefer another digital audio workstation, it doesn't matter. You need to watch, work, and be able to handle all the tasks that you want to or need to create your own musical output. Nothing more and nothing less. It doesn't matter who's the manufacturer. It doesn't matter who used this DAW as well. You need to work with that. And if the software creates problems that you can't fix yourself, then get some help. Or if you have the time, look for a different DAW. If you don't like the graphical layout, the built-in functions, the handling, you have two possibilities. Get used to it, learn it, stay with it, work with it, or find a new DAW. Don't let your creative streak be negatively influenced by software or by some others, meaning that you have to use a specific kind of DAW because of fill the blank. If it works for you, wonderful. If it makes problems, try to find a solution. If the solution is that you look for another software, then do that and learn to work with that you like and love, so that you can take that that work or how it works in the good way with a good mood into your music recording. Then this is the best combination you can achieve. Now we come to the last factor for today, and this is the number six, the monitoring situation. And in my view, the monitoring situation is one of the underrated factors in the production chain. If you get into recording gear, you probably read most of the time about the new microphone style, the best clone compressor of whatever, or the new standard of analog plugins. And typically, it is just a kind of marketing talk. Not every time, but most of the time. And let me ask you one short question. How do you want to judge your recording if you can't create a reasonable monitoring facility? Think about it again. How would you like to judge your recording if you can't hear what's going on? And this area includes at first the monitoring speakers itself, if you are able to use them in a room. And the second one is the room itself that plays an important role. And there we are again in the acoustic environment, but also how you set up the monitoring speakers in the correct position aligned to your listening position. And of course, according to the manufacturer's specifications. And maybe you are not able to use monitoring speakers in your room or in your music space, then you have an additional option, and this that you use headphones, maybe additionally or exclusive. And they also should meet some certain criteria. An optimal fit on your head and ears that is designed for a longer time to wear while you record or while you mixed. And the second one is the kind of headphones. If you have, or if you want to use headphones for a recording situation, then you should have closed headphones so that there is no transmission from the headphone into the recording microphone and you have some unwanted noise, or like the click track is quietly in the background of the vocal recording. And this is often a sign that you have chosen the wrong headphones. And the second kind is a semi-opened or open headphones that are a bit better for monitoring when you do the mixing, because they are with the open style, they are not completely shielded and you have a better bass frequency respond to hear against the closed headphones. If you have the option to work with monitor speakers in a treated room where you can place them in the best place where they should be placed and that you have a good listening situation, then try that and get some headphones as well. And if you are only able to use headphones, then get the best headphones you can achieve, try them, and get these two kinds. Get the closed ones for the recording and some open ones or semi-open ones for the mixing part. So creating at least one or better two monitoring systems, for example, the recording headphones and the mixing headphones, or the recording headphones and the speaker setup, is a very crucial part for a stress-free home recording setup. Then you can judge what your recording sound is, what you had recorded, and be ready to mix and finalize your recording to the end of the production. So this was it for today on stress-free recording system. We covered 6 different factors with many subpoints that you can prepare upfront, where you keep an eye on it to create the best setup for your music production. We covered the environment where you produce your music. We looked at the sound source, where the sound came from, or your voice when you do the singing. We had a look at the microphone, the first gear in your recording chain Then the output gear, if you want to use some for the recording. We had a look at the digital level, the music computer itself, the converter with the interface, and also the software, especially the DAW you want to use. And the last point was the monitoring situation, to use speakers or the headphones or both together. If you can master these six factors and prevent potential source of problems in advance, you will have taken a giant step to a stress-free home recording situation. I have to say thank you for the time you spent with me till the end, and I hope that you will come back to the next episode from Jokotone Production. So stay tuned until the next time. Bye-bye.